Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
When considering potential business technologies for your organization, there's a lot of options to choose from. This can make choosing your digital strategy and the appropriate roadmap difficult and overwhelming at times. So what I want to talk about today are what are those top business technologies that you need to be thinking about as you define your digital strategy for the 2020s and beyond. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients through their digital transformation journeys. And as I mentioned at the top of the video, there's a lot of options out there as you look at the business technology landscape. You have ERP systems, you have CRM systems, human capital management, supply chain management, machine learning, best of breed, single systems to tie together your entire operations. A lot of different technologies that you have to choose from. But oftentimes we get cornered or boxed into certain types of technologies thinking that that's our only option. But the reality is there's a ton of emerging technologies, a lot of newer technologies that have evolved over time, and it really gives you a lot of options as an organization that's looking for the best technology that's the best fit for your organization. So what I want to talk about today are those top technologies that you should be considering as you think about alternative emerging technologies for your digital strategy and roadmap. For a lot of organizations, supply chain management is a critical function, especially in today's day and age where supply chains are strained and some of the limitations of supply chains have been exposed in recent years. And one of the options to navigate this challenge and navigate the importance of supply chain management is the whole concept of deploying technology that specializes in supply chain management. Now, there's a host of options out there from big vendors like Infor and Oracle and Microsoft and other types of providers that provide multiple technologies, including supply chain management. So these are very broad ERP enterprise-wide technologies that include supply chain management. But there's also a plethora of best-of-breed standalone sorts of systems that specialize exclusively on supply chain management. So companies like JDA, Manhattan Associates, and others are good examples of software vendors that provide technologies that specialize in helping you maintain your supply chain and manage your supply chain most effectively. However, there's also even more micro-targeted technologies you can consider as part of your supply chain management function. You have warehouse management systems, procurement systems, logistics and shipping and freight management, transportation management types of systems, all these different niche solutions that can oftentimes do one specific function a lot better than some of the more broader systems can. So when defining your digital strategy and roadmap, it's important to think about what are those different supply chain related technologies that I might deploy through my organization. Another emerging technology that is great for efficiency and automating human behavior is the whole class of technology that focuses on machine learning and robotic process automation. I'm just going to lump these together for simplicity's sake in the interest of time. Technically, they're different technologies, but they accomplish the same common goal, which is to automate and to predict some of those common processes and some of those more mundane processes that humans oftentimes have performed. So for example, if you think about something like invoice processing and whether or not to pay an invoice, robotic process automation and or machine learning can determine when and where to approve automatically some of those invoices for payment, and it can also flag those invoices that fall outside of certain thresholds or look irregular compared to past patterns that the technology has picked up on. That's just one micro example of how machine learning and RPA can be used to automate a simple business process within an organization. Now, there are machine learning and RPA technologies that are standalone systems, but some of the bigger enterprise software vendors like the ERP providers, even the CRM and human capital management providers, supply chain management providers, are starting to incorporate more and more machine learning and RPA capabilities into their software. So you really have options there in terms of if you want a standalone system to address some of those capabilities and needs versus if you want to look for a broader, bigger, enterprise-wide technology that also includes some of those capabilities. So the good news is you have options. This is definitely an emerging technology that we're seeing a lot of clients get a lot of good efficiency gains and even effectiveness gains from. So this is something you may want to consider as part of your digital strategy and roadmap. Another tool and type of technology that I'm really excited about and that our team uses often in our consulting engagements is business process mining tools. There's tools like Celonis, as an example, that provides the opportunity to really mine and understand what's happening with your current business processes. This is great for not only new transformations or new technology rollouts, but it's also great for organizations that are already using technologies and are trying to get more out of their existing business processes and systems. So what business process mining does at its simplest level is it quantifies and it analyzes different steps in the workflow of your business processes. So you can start to identify and quantify where the breakdowns are happening, how long a process or a sub-process is taking on average, what are the different variations in your business processes, where the breakdown's happening. And it really gives you some quantitative data to augment that qualitative tribal knowledge that people often have of their business processes. And it's also a great way to prioritize where the biggest bottlenecks and problems are. It's also a great way to see how inconsistent your business processes may be. Even if you're using a single ERP system and everyone's using a common set of operating tools and technologies, oftentimes we find that there's hundreds or even thousands of variations in how those business processes are flowing throughout the workflows and systems. So business process mining is a great analytical tool, quantitative tool that can support a digital transformation, and it can also support organizations that are just trying to get more out of their existing technologies.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Another technology worth considering, especially if you're about to go through a digital transformation or if you're in the midst of a digital transformation, is the whole bucket of employee adoption tools. And these are technologies that are meant to train your employees on business processes, systems, and workflows. So many software vendors like SAP and other big ERP vendors have either acquired or developed employee adoption tools that are specific to their software. So that's one option, is you can look at your existing technology providers, see if there's a employee adoption tool that fits within that specific software. But the limitation of those types of employee adoption tools are that they're generally focused on one type of technology or one specific vendor. There are also more technology agnostic employee adoption tools out there, which in my opinion are even more effective. These are tools that can operate and help with employee adoption regardless of what tool they might be using. So if you're operating in a best of breed environment, for example, where you have multiple systems or a lot of your employees are touching multiple systems throughout their typical workday, these employee adoption tools can integrate with all these different systems, provided that they're web-based technologies. These employee adoption tools are different in that they provide on-demand tutorials to employees as they're using the system and walking through their business process workflows. So for example, if someone is creating a purchase order and they forgot what fields they need to fill out or they forgot what a field name means, they can look to the employee adoption system, which is typically embedded within the software that the end user is using, and it'll provide somewhat of a tutorial step-by-step guide of how to complete that specific transaction or that specific screen within the system. Similarly, if that same user were to create a PO in one system and then the next minute they're switching to another system to do something else, that same employee adoption tool should be able to support that person's entire employee journey or business processes and workflows that they manage day to day. So I'm just giving you one brief example of how employee adoption tools can be used to help increase user productivity, provide change management assistance in more of an automated fashion. And like I said before, this is something that's very powerful and very effective for digital transformations and people that are leveraging new technologies. Another emerging trend in technology that's worth considering is this whole category of open source technology or low-code technology. They're technically two different things, but I bring it up as one general category that you might want to consider, and we'll take each of them one by one. Open source software would be vendors or products like Odoo or ERP Next. These are enterprise-wide technologies that are very similar to off-the-shelf systems, other than the fact that they don't use proprietary software. And so in order to develop the software, in other words, it uses a common programming language that you can use to develop the software, change it to do whatever you need it to do. So this can be appealing to a lot of organizations because not only is the software typically sold for a lower cost than some of the more common off-the-shelf systems, but it's written in a common programming language and doesn't require very, very specialized skill sets. These are typically technical skill sets that you can find fairly easily on the open market. You also have low-code systems, which is not quite the same as open source. These are off-the-shelf systems, but they provide low-code tools that allow you to make more significant changes to the software without changing the source code. So this gives you a lot more flexibility, allows you to change workflows, allows you to change the way screens look, and just gives you a lot more flexibility in terms of how you use the software. Now, the main difference between the two, though, is that low-code technology typically requires less of a technical competency, whereas open source software typically requires more of a technical competency, which is okay if you have those technical competencies on staff, but if you don't, you might want to gravitate more towards the low-code option. But either way, you've got a lot of options to consider, and as you're looking at potential enterprise-wide technologies, you may want to consider those low-code options that give you that flexibility that I mentioned, and or those open source options that give you even more flexibility if you have the technical capabilities to support it. There are some in this industry that would consider it blasphemy for me to bring up the idea of custom development and applications, but the reality is that is still a very common option and a viable alternative for a lot of organizations. Creating your own applications, custom development of applications, that can be very appealing to organizations, and there might be parts of your organization or parts of your operations where it's warranted. So one thing that organizations will commonly do is they'll go out and find commercial off-the-shelf systems for as much of their operations as they can, but there's oftentimes these open-ended areas where the off-the-shelf technology doesn't address their needs the way they need to. So one way to fill these gaps or these deficiencies with off-the-shelf software is with custom development or custom applications. And this is especially important if you have competitive differentiators and or you want to create a unique customer experience that can't be replicated with common off-the-shelf systems. And that's why sometimes custom development is okay. You don't necessarily need to try to force fit off-the-shelf software into every part of your organization. It may be perfectly viable and perfectly suitable from a strategic perspective to leverage these custom applications. So this isn't really a new technology. It's not really emerging, but it's sort of a lost art. It's a long lost option that has been drowned out in the enterprise technology space because big software vendors don't want you to develop your own software. They want you to buy their software. So they're probably going to tell you that it's a terrible idea. But as an independent technology agnostic provider, we see organizations use these custom applications all the time. And it's not to say that you should be custom developing basic vanilla technologies from scratch, because there's probably off-the-shelf software that can do a lot of your needs and capabilities better than you could build software to do. But there's going to be parts of your organization where you may want to consider these custom solutions. Now, the final category worth considering is sort of a catch-all of everything I haven't talked about so far, which is anything that's sort of a best-of-breed or alternative fringe sort of technology. And I don't mean that in a bad way when I say fringe technology. I mean that these are technologies that are very niche, very specialized in certain areas. For example, in fintech, you have certain technologies that might focus on accounts payable, for example. Within manufacturing, you have manufacturing execution systems. Within sales, you have CRM and customer service and service order types of solutions. So a lot of these niche solutions that are out there that aren't common household names, but they provide very good technologies that might fit in well with your overall digital strategy and roadmap. So it's really important to look at these best-of-breed niche industry or functional specific options, which can be good, viable options for a lot of organizations. So I hope this has given you a sense of what some of those options are as you consider your digital strategy and roadmap for the future. To give you more guidance on additional best practices and technology agnostic reviews and thoughts as it relates to your digital transformation, I've included a number of links below to resources that are meant to help you through your digital transformation journey. Most notably is our annual digital transformation report, which I've included a link to below. This includes a number of independent reviews of different types of technologies. It includes top 10 rankings of different types of technologies, as well as general best practices for how to make your digital transformation successful. So as part of your digital strategy and planning, that's a must read. I encourage you to download that, along with the other resources I've included below. So I hope you found this information useful, and I hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.